Global markets are beginning the North American session with a modest improvement in risk sentiment after reports that mediators have proposed a 10-day cessation of strikes between the U.S. and Iran to revive negotiations. While geopolitical tensions remain elevated and the situation remains highly fluid, hopes for renewed diplomacy have helped unwind some of the weekend's risk premium, with oil prices retreating sharply from overnight highs, U.S. equity futures pointing to a stronger open, and commodity-linked currencies outperforming. NASDAQ futures are leading gains, while S&P 500 futures are also higher. In FX, the dollar is mixed rather than broadly directional. The Australian and New Zealand dollars are leading G10 gains as improving risk appetite supports higher beta currencies, while the euro, yen, and sterling are little changed. The Canadian dollar briefly softened after June inflation data came in slightly cooler than expected, with headline CPI easing to 2.8% year over year from 3.2% previously, and underlying Bank of Canada core measures also moderating. The report reinforced the view that underlying inflation pressures continue to cool despite temporary World Cup-related strength in travel services, although the reaction in dollar CAD has been relatively contained. Across Europe, German producer prices declined again in June as lower energy costs continued to feed through the pipeline, while the ECB's latest SAFE survey showed easing inflation and wage expectations, supporting the view that underlying price pressures are gradually moderating. In the UK, new Prime Minister Andy Burnham struck a fiscally disciplined tone in his first remarks, reaffirming the government's commitment to fiscal rules while outlining plans to boost investment through public procurement and announcing further costs of living measures due tomorrow. The political transition has so far generated only a muted market response. Commodities remain fairly driven by developments in the Middle East. As we said earlier, WTI crude has reversed off of earlier highs to trade back towards $80 after comments from Iranian officials confirmed diplomatic efforts remain active, easing immediate fears for further escalation around the Strait of Hormuz. Looking ahead, the North American calendar is relatively light following the Canada CPI release, leaving markets primarily focused on geopolitical headlines and any further developments surrounding the proposed ceasefire discussions between the U.S. and Iran. Investors will also continue monitoring the direction of oil prices, U.S. Treasury yields, and equity futures for clues on broader risk sentiment, with markets remaining highly sensitive to any headlines that could alter expectations for inflation, central bank policy, or the geopolitical outlook. That's all for now.